Hello, my friends. I'm Angel, the Joyous Life Coach, and I welcome you to my Joyous Life Podcast. This is a space for you to experience how being in joy can change everything, and for the better. We'll share stories, learn techniques, and meet people who are on path of absolute joy. So grab some unicorn confetti, pull up a seat, and let's get down to the joy of life. Well, hello there, everyone. This is Angel. I am so excited to be here with you today as we begin our journey down the path of joy. Now, many people may know me. I am the Joyous Life Coach, and I have a theory in life where I feel like the world would be a better place for all of us if we could all find that space in our life to be joyously happy in everything that we're doing, on a path of purpose, doing what we love to do, engaging with the type of people we want to engage with, and just being happy. So we're going to talk about that in this program. I love to talk to people, so we'll be interviewing people in this program. We're just going to have a good time lifting our voices and lifting our souls and lifting our spirit into a space of joy, which is what I want to do for all of you, no matter who you are or where you are. Sometimes I'll be pre-recorded like I am here today. Sometimes we'll be live. Sometimes I'll be out and about in the community because I want us to get back to a space where we're smiling on the inside and smiling on the outside, and it's real and it's genuine, and it needs to start now. So let me invite you in and say welcome for listening, for joining, and for having the time and space to be with me in this moment. So I have a lovely cup of tea, and I'm just sitting here this evening creating my first show here on this branch of the podcast. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be interesting to start off with just talking about what joy itself means, like a conversation about joy. As we look around everything that's happening around us and all the confusion and distress and just absolute just distraction, it's hard to find that space of joy sometimes, right? And here we are in the most joyous time of year when we're supposed to be coming together in joy and happiness. And again, where is the joy? So what I did in my prep for my program today is I actually looked up the definition for the word joy just to get us started, okay? So Webster's Dictionary defines the word joy as feeling great pleasure and happiness. Feeling great pleasure and happiness. I like that. I like that. How you feel right now? Do you feel great pleasure and happiness? Well, I want to tell you a secret. So you lean in a little bit so I can tell you a secret that if we think about our feelings as filters, think about them as filters. So you take a filter and put it on like an air conditioner. You have to take it out and you clean it, or you replace it with a different kind of filter depending upon what time of year and all that kind of good stuff. The mechanism is doing what it's supposed to do, and the filter is basically affecting the outcome, right? Making it more economical. Maybe it's a HEPA filter. I don't know that much about this type of technology. It makes me wonder, why did I use that example? But it felt good at the time. So if you think about how this filter affects the outcome of what's going on with the air conditioner, if you put a filter that's dirty and icky and clogged, it's going to affect the quality of the air. It's going to affect how cool the room will get if it's really hot, because it won't function very well. So like how you feel, it's kind of like a filter. It's kind of like a filter you wear on top of yourself as you walk out into the world and you engage with people and you move through your regular life, right? So if you walk through life with a filter of joy, what kinds of things are you opening yourself up to? Before I answer that or even, dabble in that, I want to ask you to think about the other kind of filters that we can put on in this world of what do our emotions look like, what do our emotions feel like as we engage with the world. So let's start the day. Let's pretend that we started the day, we just woke up, and we are wide awake, not got to get our cup of coffee, right? We got to get up, we bounce out of bed, and we go get our cup of coffee. And we're having a so-so day. Maybe we're not a morning person. Maybe some news happened, or maybe your boss threw you some emails and you just, your day is just kind of off. So you're just not in the best mood. Maybe you did that thing that I ask us not to do in the morning. You turn the news on and something horrible has happened and you're just in a mood now. And so now you're going to go out into the world wearing the filter or whatever that mood is. Maybe you're depressed, maybe you're mad, maybe you're frustrated, maybe you're disappointed. Whatever that feeling is, that's the filter that you're going to engage in as you walk out into into the world. So as we walk about the day, doing our thing, engaging with people, engaging in our lives, doing our job, going to see our loved ones, our family, whatever it is that you've got going on today, in any day, who you are is defined by, to most people, through the eyes, affect by these filters you're wearing, which are your emotions. You feel me? You with me so far? So the rest of the world gets to engage with us based on how they feel us, how they see us, how they touch us as we wear these filters when we walk outside. That's how I like to see it in the work that I do is like, your emotions are your filter. They're the costume, they're the curtain that you're gonna wear as you walk out into the community, right? So in the example I just gave, which is not a fun example, but it's the reality that most of us are going through today as we go through this tough environment that we're in. With the pandemic and the other things and the economic state, there's a lot of big words flying around that are just like not cool. They're heavy and it's sitting upon us heavy, and it's making us feel a certain way. So we walk outside with these filters and we don't gotta wear a mask, we don't wanna wear a mask, all kinds of interesting things that can affect our filters as we go outside. So now the people we interact with don't get to interact with the big, yummy, juicy person that's just amazing. They get to react with the person behind the filter. So now, as you engage with people, we are tapping into them while we're in this mood, which they are responding to what this person through the filter. And they might have some biases now about us, or they might have some feelings about us. Opportunities may not come to us because we may miss them. The people that we want to work with may not want to work with us. The people we may be attracted to may be like, "Ooh, that person is kind of grumpy. Maybe they're not who I want to be with after all." All kinds of fun and interesting things can happen when you wear a filter of all that other stuff. So let's back up for a minute and do that same exercise. That same exercise I just did with you. Only this time, we're going to be in an amazing, ridiculous, fabulous mood. I know that sounds really, really crazy, right? How can you wake up and be in a ridiculous, fabulous mood? I'm going to tell you some things here in a minute, but just play with me for a second. We're going to wake up in a ridiculous, fabulous mood. We're going to spend our morning getting ourselves into this wonderful, joyous, appreciative, fabulous space. And so that the filter that we're wearing is a filter of joy. Like the character in the cartoon when they're walking down the street and the happy music plays. We want to be that person. Because, my friend, when you're that person with the happy music playing, everything that you engage in is engaging with you through the perception of you in this filter that is joyous and happy. And now the world is open to you like a magic trick. I swear life is abundantly prosperous when you're in this space of joy. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But I just want you to consider this one sentence. As people tell me when I have this conversation, like, oh, Angel, oh, nobody can just get up and just be happy. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you so sold onto being unhappy that you're willing to just be there? Is it that important to you to be unhappy? Is it that big of a commitment to be anything but happy? Would you rather work to be unhappy or work to be happy? I'm going to say that again. Would you rather work to be unhappy or work to be happy? That's heavy. That's deep. Like, you're going to work your whole life just to be miserable. If you're going to work that hard, why not work to be happy? Why not put the work into being joyous? Because you joyous does many things for you and for the world. For you, there are three things that it does. One, it contributes to good heart health. Two, it contributes to the youthfulness in the body and the soul. And three, it makes you want to do more joyous things and live a happy life. And you will stop running the rat race, as we call it, and you'll start running what I call the joy race. It's like, what is there great to do today? That's where I want you. I don't want you stressing out on the not fun stuff. So we got to get up and go to work. Everybody's got to get up and go to work, right? If you're lucky, you have a job that you love. And if you don't, we can work on that, because you really should have a job that you love. And that's reality. You can either work with your company and make that place a better place, or you can make the decision that you need to make, because your heart, your brain, your soul, all the things about you, the gift that God gave you walking around the world, you don't want to cut 10, 15, 20, 30 years off of your life because you're living a miserable life. You want to have a great life. So joy is a secret that's easy to accomplish, because all you got to do is be committed to not being unhappy anymore. Be committed to being in joy. Wear that filter every day. Put that outfit on in the morning. I'm going to be in joy no matter what it takes. And that means, if that means I'm not going to watch the news, I'm not going to watch the news in the morning. What do I need to do to stay in joy? I'm going to give you a couple of tips. And these are things I want you to do. I want you to work on this. The next, you know, next time I post, I've got a number of rules and laws, all this stuff. Okay, there are things that we can do. And I'm going to give you some of those things to do. But I want you to know that the most important thing that is for you to do is stop. That's number one, just stop. I have to do it myself. I work a lot, I work hard, and I have to stop. I have to, like, just literally just stop. The most important person in the world that God gave you to be out there doing whatever that is that God told you to do. And you've got your loved ones and your family who love you, and you want to spend time with them. If you're a parent, you want to spend time with your children. If you're a grandparent, you want to spend time with the little grandchildren. Our time on this earth is finite. We don't want to lay in bed in our final moments wishing we would have done XYZ. Right? So it's important that you live every day like you're a seven-year-old running into Disneyland, the doors of Disneyland. That's how you need to live your life. Gates of Disneyland open, and those children are fired up and joyous. That's the life. Man, if I could experience that in every moment, you couldn't stop me, right? That's just amazing to be that happy. Why are children so happy in moments like that? Because they haven't been beaten down by the world yet and told what they can't do. So I don't want you to worry about what you can't do. I don't want you to worry about what this guy says and that guy says. I just want you to just be here with me. Take every day, you can visit me on my website. I'll give you all that information and we'll talk about being in joy, because that's, my friend, what our society needs right now. The things that are happening, the fear, the anger, the hatred, the bias, all this stuff that's happening, that's tearing us apart. Would it be like that if we all just sat back and repeated the summer of love? We just went to the park and sang a song. Would it be like that? Would it be like that? I think it would not. But I'm speaking from a perspective of a person with a joy filter on. Does that mean that you never get mad? No, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But right now, we're just talking about the state of joy. And this one's going to be a short show. My longer programs will be the life programs. But I just want to give you guys something as often as I can to get you focused and keep you joyous and give you hope and give you some understanding of the power of joy, and to let you know that I'm here with you. I'm here with you to support you as well. And I want you to be happy and joyous, because when you're happy and she's happy and he's happy and I'm happy, the society will lift and our vibration will lift and we'll be a different place. And that's the place I want to see happen, is that different place. So I wanted to introduce myself to you. I'm Angel Thacker, PhD, and I am the joyous life coach. My desire in life is to create a world where the people that I engage with find their path, their truth to happiness, whatever that means, so they can walk their life in joy. I told you I was going to give you a secret, so here it is. This is my first little breadcrumb I'm going to give you. And I want you to work on this as your homework until the next time we come together. And that breadcrumb is this. The key to lifting your joy vibration, the key to having that filter, is gratitude and forgiveness. Again, gratitude and forgiveness. Release and let go of everything that has happened in your life in the past that you can't change. We can't spend our lives just being angry at people and being judgmental. There's nothing you can do to change yesterday. All you can do is leap into tomorrow. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to leap into tomorrow carrying heavy, heavy bondage of the baggage of the judgment and the anger and the hatred of what that person or those people or that company or that organization or whatever it is that you may have in your repertoire that you may be looking at that may be pulling you down, because it is pulling you down. All the energy that we use to look at something and just be concentrated on the anger and the revenge. That's a lot of energy. How about we focus some energy on joy? Well, the first thing you got to do, my friends, is you have to release that. You have to forgive. I have a whole process around forgiveness, and I think what I'll do one day as I'm posting these is I'm going to go through my forgiveness process and give you a tool so that you can start doing the work to release. But the first thing I'm going to give you is a free gift. check out my website, angelthacker.com. Join my mailing list, and I have some gifts for you. I'm going to give you a what I call my 21-day joy trip. It is an audio series that's going to take you through a process to help you focus on joy in specific steps in a 21-day period. Now, the purpose of it being 21 days is studies have shown it takes 21 days to create a discipline. I want to help you create a joy discipline in your life. So I challenge you, take a moment. It doesn't cost you anything. It's absolutely free. You just go to my website, angelthacker.com. You go down there, it says join my mail list, and you put your email in there, and you'll get the file sent to you in an email. And you just go through that process. There's 22 audio files. Once is an introduction. You have a prep day. And then you have the 21 days. And I'll check in with you from time to time. And I would love to hear from you as you go through it. Has it made a difference for you? Has it helped you in any way? I also have a couple of other things in there for you. I've got four items for you. I call it my roadmap to joy. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but it's a little lovely surprise for you. So come and visit me, please, and hang out with me and know that you're not alone in your journey. But we're going to come together as a community, and we're going to change. We're going to change today what it feels like to be in this space, in this world. We're going to change it to a joyous, happy place. And it starts with you and I by having that joy filter on that we're going to have from today moving forward. I'm going to start you out with this beautiful joy 21-day joy trip. Take it with me. It's free. Follow me on my Facebook and such. All my information is going to be there for you. And keep an eye out. I'm going to be putting through the little snippets from my Joy Life Method as time goes by here. And I'll also be, you know, doing some live programming and doing some interviews and, like I said, getting out and about town. But I wanted to just get on here real quick to just get the balls rolling. I'll answer questions. I invite you to ask me questions. Please ask me questions. If you ask me a question, I will read them here and see if I can answer them. I don't have every answer in the world, but I will be here for you to try to answer the questions and to try to help you get where you need to get. The answers are here, and we are here to help each other. We are here to be in a space of joy. So that's all I've got for you tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I'm so excited, can barely talk. I'm so excited to be here because I'm absolutely joyous. And so in tonight, we talked about the joy conversation. What does joy mean? And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, do I want to be happy? Am I committed to being happy? Because if you are committed to being happy, if you prefer to be in a space of joy, then come with me and let's change. Let's make that change. Let's make it happen. And let's make it happen for you right now so that you can be part of the joy evolution to change. I think we call that a revolution. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope you have a fantastic evening and a fantastic day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.